All right, wish to greet all of you this morning in Jesus' name. Thankful to be here with you again today. God bless you all. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come before you. Lord, again, we thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, thank you for your mercy, your grace, Lord, that you bestow upon us, Father. Help us to be faithful to you, Lord, and endure, Lord, to the end, God. Pressing on, Father, towards the goal you have for us. Help us, Lord, encourage us, strengthen us. Lord, fill us with wisdom and your spirit, Lord, as we open your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, I want to open the Bible this morning to Song of Songs, Song of Solomon. Just want to take a verse here out of there. Chapter 2, verse 15. It's basically one thought out of there that says, catch the foxes, the little ones that spoil the vineyard, for our vines are in bloom. I want to focus on the one thought that the little foxes that spoil the vineyard, and it may not be perfectly accurate with it, but the thought is the little things that spoil our lives. The little things that spoil our testimony, the little things that spoil our what happens to those that are following us. It's often the little things in our lives that are the ones that are most dangerous. We can handle the big things, it seems like, but it's those little areas in our life, or those little subtleties in our lives, that actually make the difference between something being right or something being wrong. I'm not talking about just appearances, but I'm talking about little things that make the difference between what, for instance, what our children pick up in our lives. It's those little details of what we say that makes the difference between something that's truly honest or something that is the deception. The little phrase that says that there's more caught than taught is the idea that I'm trying to get across today. And it's the part that's caught that makes the difference between really producing what we would like to see in our children or producing something what we don't want to have in our children. More caught than taught. And this is where it's the little things, the little foxes that spoil the vineyard. We can teach all of the right things. We can just have the doctrine, if there is such a thing as just pure doctrine, we can have that, we can find that, we can obtain that, and we can teach that, and we can pass that down to the next generation. But that's not what we're trying to produce. It's what's caught that is going to stick. What's taught may last forever, but what is caught is what is going to be the reality. We can teach things that we can teach truth that will mean nothing in eternity. Nothing good in eternity. But it's what is caught that is going to have an everlasting, or place an everlasting stamp on our children. What is caught is going to place an everlasting stamp on those who follow behind us. And I just want to ask the question as you reflect just a little bit. What are those following you or your children catching from you? You know, sometimes in reality, I think maybe the greatest fear that we might ought to have is if our children are actually catching what we are. Because that's the part, as much as you try to teach them, they're going to catch those little things. They're going to catch probably those things that we don't like about ourselves most of all. Honesty. You know, there's people that would never tell a lie. That never quite ever tell the truth. That doesn't make sense sometimes when we think about that. But there's people that would never tell a lie. But yet, the dishonest flavor surrounds their lives. They would never get caught telling a lie. But they're those little subtleties about what they say, you can never quite find the truth. They may be able to build a case, but the case never really finds the truth. An honest man, a truthful man, is often just completely disregarded because what he's saying is just a little close to the truth, even though he may not be saying everything just perfectly. It's those little subtleties that bring about deceptions. And people are perfectly willing to let the deceptions grow. The children's lesson talked about in the last days that there'll be teachers, false teachers, and false prophets. And these people are going to have truth. But it's the little implications that they're giving that make them a false teacher. What we're giving, what we're passing on, is what's going to be important. It's amazing how easy it is just to imply something, and that's picked up. And the truth just gets ducked out the window. Our children. It is so easy to put an impression on your children that will last without you ever saying a thing. Mothers, fathers can influence and direct, form opinions and ideas in their children about someone or about something and never really say anything directly about that. Always having or trying to portray an idea that there's nothing wrong, but underneath there's something that's implied that makes that child completely doubt another person. They may never come right out and say, "That's a bad person." But everything in their life about that person causes the children to look at that person with a big old question mark or with fear. Just by the implications that they're given. Your children, how they relate to the brethren, how they're going to relate to their brothers and sisters, the older brothers and sisters, is being formed by you. If your children, whenever you see something wrong in the church, or you see something wrong in a brother, and you set your children down and point out all those faults of all the brethren, what do you think you're creating in your children? What if you may not say anything, but you just have that little look in your eye whenever a brother speaks or a brother says something, and your children begin to know that look? You don't have to say a word. You just have that look. What do you think that is doing in your children? What do you think that's implying? What do you think that's building in your children? It's not building a lack of trust and a lack of faith and a lack of it's not building faith and confidence and trust in the brethren, in your children. All that's doing is tearing down those things. Is that the little fox that you want controlling? What good does it do to have all kinds of truth if there's no faith and no trust and no confidence? We all have our faults. But whenever we begin to undermine the faith and the trust and the confidence in one another, what do we really have? It's amazing how powerful these perceptions and how easily they're transferred. How easily someone can manipulate their children and their families or other brethren by these subtle little gestures, subtle little words, subtle little things that just absolutely destroys their confidence in someone they probably should be having confidence in. Sometimes it's so subtle that you probably don't even recognize it yourself. Sometimes you actually think you're trying to protect your children from those things. But all the while they're picking them up. All the while, that's what they're catching. You may go out of your way to kind of falsely build someone up, but all the while there's some little subtle thing that you're doing that just completely tears it down, tears them down. You would never really speak evil about a brother or a sister or a leader. But all the while, that's all your children are getting. You're creating a monster in their eyes of that other person. This is as real as the rain that's falling. It's hard to see and hard to understand and hard to describe. But just as sure as there's raindrops falling, this is real. I've seen it all of my life. Children being subtly influenced by people they would never say really anything bad about that person. But they're, in their children's eyes, that person becomes a monster that should never be listened to. That should almost be afraid of. They should almost be afraid of that person. You know, it'd be a lot more honest if you just come right out and say it. At least the child would know where it came from then. And it'd be a little clearer. It's that subtle. You know, the Bible talks about the serpent being the most subtle of all creatures. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard stories about people just sitting down on a log and just sitting there eating their lunch, and they look over and there's a snake laying right beside them, and they've been sitting there for 10 or 15 minutes and that snake just lays there undetected. That's what subtlety is. It's hard to detect. That's what Satan is. That's why it's those little things that are so important. That's why truly being a real person, being honest, being transparent is so hated. In most cases, in a lot of cases, when people, the reason it's difficult to be transparent and to be honest is because we're scared to death that the person we're being honest with and being transparent with is just waiting to sharpen their knives with our honesty. That's why there's closedness in the brotherhood. Because I don't dare tell people what I really am. Because instead of being a friend and trying to help the brother through it, or realizing that that same thing is in me, and they just need a little vent once in a while, that as soon as you start talking, they're taking notes, writing down every word you said to sharpen their knives to use it against you one of these days. I've been in churches where I've seen the bishop pull his notebook out or the leader pull his notebook out and he remembered what you said 4 or 5 years ago. Those things ought to be forgiven just like we forgive when someone does something against us. So we've got to go back and pull up something somebody said last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, because we've determined that's all they are anyway. We're not building on a very solid foundation. Forgiveness means whenever someone wants to do better, all memory of what went needs to go. That's honesty. That's transparency. Letting it go. But we hang on to those little things because we haven't let it go. It's the little foxes that spoil the vineyard. The little things, the little subtleties, the little impressions that we're making that are going to form the next generation. The way we endure to the end is to be real with ourselves right now. To be honest with ourselves. To trust in the Lord. You know, we tell our children to trust in the Lord, but then we fret and worry about every little thing. What do you think they're catching? Trust in the Lord. It becomes an empty thing. You can go anywhere with these little subtle things. The little more caught than taught. This song we sang day by day. That's such a peaceful song. It's so restful to listen to the words of that little song. Day by day, and with each passing moment, just there's a sweetness to it. Is that what's being caught? Is that what we're passing along? Or is there unrest and turmoil and doubt and fear? Look at the contrast. And what do you want your children to catch? Faithfulness. Dependability. The little song, "Can the Lord Depend on You?" What are your children catching about dependability and faithfulness in your lives? You can just make up the list and go on and on and on. We can talk about it. We can say the right things. But that's not what they're catching. They're catching something a whole lot different. May the Lord add His blessings.